This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's not any accident or just good luck that America grew into the greatest, most prosperous nation in history. As I explain in my new book called Who Killed the American Family, the fact that the nuclear family was the standard way of life and the basis of our economic system had all sorts of good implications for our economy. A professor at the University of Virginia, Bradford Wilcox, has explained some of the good results from his research. He says that adults are more likely to behave responsibly from a financial perspective when they get and stay married. Married men work harder, longer, and smarter. The children of intact families are more likely to complete their educations and then find employment. If strong families are good for the economy, what happens when families are absent? The poverty rate for married couples with children is only 6%. The rate skyrockets to 36% for single parents with children. It's easy to see the link between single parenthood and poverty. The prevalence of single parenthood means that the United States has much more poverty, and so the big government liberals rush in with welfare programs. They don't get rid of poverty, they just make problems worse. When women receive government cash handouts and other benefits from 78 different taxpayer-paid funds, that discourages them from looking for a job to support themselves. When Republicans passed the 1996 Welfare Reform Act, that imposed work requirements on people receiving welfare. But President Obama unilaterally banned that work requirement. President Lyndon Johnson declared a war on poverty in the 1960s, but we've been losing that war ever since. We have now spent more taxpayers' money fighting the war on poverty than we have spent in all of America's many wars.
The destruction of the nuclear family has left Americans turning to Big Brother government to provide health care, education, babysitting, and an erratic moral compass. The new book, Who Killed the American Family, exposes the forces that orchestrated this disaster. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real. Something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account. But a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Another installment of In Defense of Humanity. I'll be your host. My name is Ingrid Castle, and I am the Director of Vaccination Liberation. So I've had a great couple weeks, as you only could imagine. And because of the great fun I'm having being the Director of Vaccination Liberation, I am going to share some of the stuff I've been dealing with and the information I know and why this insanity is ensuing with the mainstream media. It's actually a lot deeper than many of you may think, just seeing the surface of the mainstream news. But there's reasons they're feeling desperate. We're actually making a huge impact. We are winning. And while they're trying to frighten many of us parents and families who have refused vaccinations for good reason, they are certainly stimulating a lot of discontent among those who have taken the red pill, you might say, or the blue pill. Which one is it, the red pill or the blue pill? The ones that are deeply into the matrix, we might say. Those people seem to be pretty upset that we're not taking the same medicine that they are. You know, this is the belief that unless we all take the same medicine, the medicine I take won't work. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? But yeah, these people don't know how to think. You know, they leave it to the doctors, the experts in their life to do all their thinking. But anyway, you know, I have a guest that's in the wings. His name is Harold Hilton, and he's going to be talking to us at the bottom of the hour. I told him, you know, it's really important for me to have my day on our own radio show regarding this vaccine fiasco. But I'll bring him on at the bottom of the hour, and I just want you to get excited a little bit because we're going to talk about the his experience being a city councilman in the city of Clark Fork, Idaho. He's been a city councilman for 3 years, and before that, Harold Hilton was the Idaho chapter leader for the 9/11 Visibility Project and a very close friend of Don Harkins, my late husband. And he was also very active in the Ron Paul Revolution of 2008 with us. So, but before I bring him on, you know, I wanted to just mention that we just got back from an event this afternoon. Some of you may know who Richard Gage is of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Well, he hosted a meeting in our county seat of Sandpoint, Idaho. And it was interesting because all the people that were there were all the people that come to any kind of truth type of event. It's always the same people. And Richard commented that it's more people in that small coffee shop this afternoon than all the people in Los Angeles that he tried to get together on the same issue. So he's kind of glad he moved to our county. But, you know, we've had all kinds of people who moved to our county. It's a beautiful county, but this is also where Edgar Steele was taken out. And my husband was taken out. It's a somewhat dangerous county. Or, you know, as a friend of ours at the meeting noted, the cops blatantly murdered a pregnant woman, and they are not being held accountable whatsoever. And it's pretty interesting. She's pretty enraged because of the police brutality that she endured and the corruption in the court. So, you know, if you have corruption in your county, you know, take care of it where you're at, because if you want to move to Bonner County, where we're at in Idaho, it's just as bad. I guarantee you. We certainly have our own problems. But Richard Gage, I think, was surprised to hear the level of corruption in this area. But as many of you know, there was no investigation into the murder of my husband, and it was murder. I have witnesses of the whole everything that happened. I was never alone during the whole thing. It was quite the shock and awe for me, and that was 5 years ago. So, well, 5 years ago. So anyhow, without further ado, these are some of the things that are hitting my inbox. This is an article that was in the Washington Post, February 6th, revoke the license of any doctor who opposes vaccination. And they basically, this author Kaplan in the Washington Post, he's telling us that doctors are not just another person. You know, they always use person. It's very interesting, you know, the legal fiction. With First Amendment rights to free speech, when a doctor tells you not to vaccinate, it is not the same as when a layperson says the same thing. You know, and it goes on and on, you know, that these doctors are experts and that we are to trust them. So, in fact, we already heard Leslie Manoukian. Some people know who she is. She is the producer of The Greater Good movie that came out. Oh, it's a documentary movie that exposes fairly lightly how deep the vaccine fraud is. But, you know, it says quite a bit. In fact, for like my daughter, when she wants to share a documentary with someone on the vaccine issue, she prefers The Greater Good because the kind of even-handedness of interviewing the pro-vaccinations and the ones that have been personally affected, you know, and she follows three families that have been personally affected by vaccines. So anyhow, without further ado, she sent an email to a couple senators in our state and copied me, because we work together with the legislature in the state trying to, you know, change some of the, you know, corporate laws, this known as statutes. And anyway, so she sends it to the chair and co-chair and notes that two doctors that she knows personally have had their licenses threatened for speaking out. And I can pretty much guarantee you one of them is Dr. Wolfson in Arizona. His interview that he had with a pro-vaccine doctor regarding this measles outbreak, he's a cardiologist, it got a lot of play because there was like over 400 comments afterwards, and there was so much hate mail for ever suggesting that anyone would forego a measles vaccine and actually want to catch measles, that he wrote another article, and it was just absolutely a scream. It's on vaccineimpact.com if you want to see his rebuttal. But it's true. I mean, if we're angry about the toxicity of vaccines and them being mandated, we haven't said enough about the fluoride in our water, the you know, the genetically modified food, and all aspartame and all of these other things. I mean, most of these people that are pro-vaccine, they think nothing of these other things, these other poisons, and taking excessive amounts of drugs. So he really calls them out on all of these things that they claim to want to do something good for their children, you know, protect their health, but they really don't seem to have a clue as to how to truly protect their children's health and well-being. And certainly injecting these toxins known as vaccines into their system is not going to make them any healthier. And that there's a lot more to this whole measles. I'm going to go into that a little more after the break, just what led up to it, you know, things like Ebola, you know. So we have this Ebola scare, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So we have the Ebola scare, and then it falls flat on its face. Most people are discovering it's a scam. Where is the Ebola scare now? Are they going to unveil a vaccine for it? Certainly the H1N1 fell flat on its face. Smallpox, you know, going back to all of these different scares, we're not seeing the effects of them at this point. So, you know, where are they? You know, we didn't have a pandemic and we didn't have a vaccine that was forced on us. So, you know, this is, I'm just going to go ahead and lead up to what led to this particular scare. So, stay tuned, after the commercial break.
History, the process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I was just kind of talking into the way I see it regarding this latest measles scare that the mainstream media seems to be hyping as caused by unvaccinated families, which is absolutely ludicrous. I mentioned last week how it's very curious how they're not actually typing out, you know, through a laboratory what strain of measles these cases are, because most of the wild type of measles is pretty much vanished and all that's left is the vaccine strain measles, but there could be wild type measles too, but that would be the only way to know whether the vaccinated are actually spreading it or the unvaccinated, because the vaccinated, you know, these are live viruses. Even John Hopkins, you know, that's, oh, isn't John Hopkins in Maryland, I think. Anyway, they have an advisory that was posted on our Yahoo group, and it's pretty curious. This is if someone is prone to getting an infection or very worried about getting an infection, and, you know, let's just say they have a, you know, they're on immunosuppressive drugs and they're, you know, need to really watch out for getting any kind of infection, whether it be the flu or what have you. One of their warnings is to not be around anyone who has been recently vaccinated. And so they do a list of vaccines that are live virus vaccines. One, of course, is the nasal flu shot. And then we have, that's actually given to school children. They're supposed to be contagious for 21 days. Then we have the varicella, the chickenpox. We have the MMR and the ProQuad. Those are the Merck products that are being hyped right now as everyone needs to get them. And we'll talk about why Merck's, why Merck needs to make some money now, you know. That's a whole other thing, you know, because they've had their losses, certainly. But, anyway, so there are several of these, quote, live virus vaccines, and those are a few of them. You know, the rotavirus is also the one for diarrhea in infants. And so, anyway, with that said, they shed these different live virus vaccines. And many of these cases, like in New York, there was an outbreak, and 90% of all the cases had been given the MMR fairly recently. So, you know, with that, I mean, you have, it's hard to blame it really on the unvaccinated. You know, the unvaccinated, if anything, should be upset at the vaccinated people spreading this illness. So it's all a little cuckoo, in my opinion. And you know, they always want to say that in a vaccinated person, the disease is much more mild, and an unvaccinated, it's much more dangerous. But actually, many nurses will confess that the opposite is true, because your immune system is much more intact. You know, there's the humoral branch of your immune system, and then the other one is the Th1 and Th2 sides of the immune system that Philip and Cao talks about, and these two different branches of your immune system. One, the vaccines put your immune system on hyperdrive, so your body is, you know, kicking out these antibodies, and so your immune system is actually gets weak and tired after you know, being stimulated by vaccines, and so when the real thing comes along, your immune system is actually in a weakened state, and it usually is more devastating. Anyway, he has a lot of experience being a pediatrician for what he was over 40 years, and he dealt with a huge population of both vaccinated and unvaccinated children. But anyway, so getting back to what I think, I tend to get diverted a little bit, but Ebola. So we got Ebola. I just don't believe they're going to make that fly, you know, an Ebola vaccine that everyone's going to lay down and get. They had a hard enough time getting people to get the flu shot. So, you know, after the H1N1 and after so many people getting sick repeatedly after the flu shot each year, the biggest fight this year was among healthcare workers trying to say, no, I don't want to get a flu shot. And they've been pushing it and pushing it. Many health workers have left with you know, rather than face an injection from the flu vaccine that they don't want. And many nurses have admitted to becoming somewhat disabled from the flu shot, some seriously, some less seriously, but their health has not recovered after they were given a flu shot to keep their job. So, you know, it's been getting out there just how dangerous these shots are. Many, many people have not gotten the flu shot. And this year, they did their best to soup up the importance of getting a flu vaccine. You couldn't go anywhere this winter, get your flu shot, get your flu shot. But the uptake of the flu shot just wasn't what it was in years past. So, and the, you know, we've certainly been making a huge impact. Facebook, there's got to be at least 50 groups talking about vaccines out there just on Facebook. And then Twitter, we have the CDC whistleblower. So right now we have William Thompson, who is a senior research scientist at the CDC. President Obama, according to Yahoo News, just granted him whistleblower status. That may not be necessarily a good thing on some level, but the fact is it happened. And then Mike Adams just put an article out. And this is, you know, by the way, the whistleblowing was all about the MMR vaccine. This is the measles, rubella. So if you, there's no such thing as a single measles vaccine. If you're going to get a measles shot, it's the MMR by Merck or the ProQuad by Merck that has varicella in it included. So it's, you know, it's measles, mumps, rubella, and varicella. So, you know, this is a huge thing right now because Merck is looking at losing a lot if this starts going viral. The CDC whistleblower story about the dangers of the MMR and its connection to autism, because that is that story. The CDC whistleblower was the research. Okay, he was involved in research of African American children, actually small African American boys. It was primarily boys, and what they discovered that is if the MMR vaccine was given to these boys earlier than 30 months, you know, they had two groups, one that was given after 30 months of age and then before 30 months of age, and there was an eightfold increase in autism among the group that got the MMR vaccine before 30 months of age. And that's huge. And that was what was covered up. And that's what he's blowing the whistle on. 10 years later, he started blowing the whistle. Brian Hooker is the researcher that helped to expose that with him, and vindicating Andrew Wakefield in the meantime. Of course, the mainstream has been absolutely closed on that story. The other important story is the fact that there's a lawsuit by, these are the two Merck whistleblowers, there's a lawsuit that is in, let's see what court that is in. Here I'm. I had that document right in front of me, of course. You know, as soon as you want it, it says, tends to disappear. Isn't that always the way it is, huh? But we're coming up on a break. I'll find that document in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Of Humanity. I'm your host, Ingrid Castle, and I was just trying to locate a document, you know, because it's actually from the health ranger, Mike Adams, on naturalnews.com. I would encourage anyone to go to the February 5th, 2015 edition and get the article, Evidence Emerges That Measles Outbreaks Are Deliberately Encouraged by Big Pharma to Ignite Vaccine Hysteria. He has the whole 30-page document that was filed in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. It's a complaint for violations of the Federal False Claims Act, and it's being filed against Merck & Company as the defendant. And the employees were Stephen Crawling and Joan Wachowski. I can't say that exact, Wachowski. Anyway, the 30-page filing is there, and he highlights a lot of stuff in this particular filing. Of course, it is about the MMR vaccine. Again, the problems with the MMR vaccine, how they manipulated and falsified the data with the FDA. They threatened a whistleblower earlier. They said they would put him in jail. I mean, there was all these threats on the company. They believe that they can buy off their employees from doing any whistleblowing with more money. And that's all part of this 30-page document. So, yeah, the corruption in Merck is incredible. They have these companies have a lot of ad time, and Merck in particular, on the mainstream media. They have a lot of pull. So with that much money and their ability to create this vaccine hysteria over measles creating a demand for the MMR when people that have a little bit of understanding of what's going on are going to be shunning the MMR vaccine like the plague. All anyone needs to do is go to a pro-vaccine website to grab the package insert. This is really the easiest way to download the 11-page, I believe it's 11-page MMR vaccine package insert. Go to immunize.org and then /package inserts. That's all you have to do. immunize.org/package inserts. And you can get a package insert for any of the vaccines and pay particular attention to what the ingredients, the contraindications, the fact that none of the vaccine has not been tested for mutagenicity or carcinogenicity. Those are for cancer causing potential or for causing genetic damage, which vaccines are known to do. And then, of course, there's a huge, huge list that's grown over the years of the complications known to follow MMR administration, as well as contraindications. So, and your doctor that's administering the MMR, they don't even read the package insert. So that should scare you enough. They won't even know if it's contraindicated for you or your child. So with that said, I'm just going to, close with the fact that Tim Boland did a really great article, and I would encourage people to look at his article that is on the it's the Boland Report, B-O-L-E-N Report, and you can find that online. But his article was real hard. Of course, he said something like, of course I'm anti-vaccine, ... I have a brain. So, we're getting a little more savvy and outspoken out there because we are winning, and this is why they're doing that. And Merck is trying to recoup their losses that they are anticipating from all this whistleblowing going on. And the news on the internet is spreading like wildfire over the dangers of vaccines. And they probably have quite a storehouse of MMR vaccine, and three of the whistleblowers are specifically attacking the MMR vaccine, and one with its connection to autism and the others with the falsification of data to get it approved by the FDA. So there you go. That's my story. So now we're going to bring on Harold Hilton, and I think some people that listen to the show regularly were anticipating, well, let's get on with having the city councilman on. I want to hear what he has to say. My gosh, 3 years. Harold Hilton served, and he still serves as a city councilman for the city of Clark Fork. And before that, Harold Hilton was the Idaho chapter leader for the 9/11 Visibility Project, and was also active in the Ron Paul Revolution in 2008. So welcome to In Defense of Humanity, Harold.
Well, thank you, and hello.
Hello. It's really an honor to have you on the show. We have so much to talk about. I look forward to our listeners being able to glean some of the stuff you're going to share tonight, and we will probably open up callers the last half hour for sure. But I wanted to ask you, what prompted you to run for city council?
Well, what prompted me to run for city council, not only because of the fact a seat was opening up, and I live in a small town, ever since, I guess, 9/11, I came to realize that the more involved with everything in our world, it was so important to me. That is, I tried to, of course, start out with the Ron Paul Revolution. I tried to become active there and hope for better change with people elected to office. I got involved with the Republican Central Committee locally, and I still am. Things move very slowly, I've come to find out, though. that, as well as on the city council, things move pretty slowly in some of those respects, and you just want to see good positive results a lot quicker. But that was one of the biggest reasons I got involved with that, and certainly I have no regrets. I've learned a tremendous amount in the time I've served as a council member, and probably will learn a lot more in the near future as it continues.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll learn quite a bit. I mean, you're learning all the time. I remember you telling me that it took you about 2 years to actually kind of feel that you were competent enough to, you know, go to the city council and ask for certain things. Like, there were so many things that weren't happening that you felt should be happening. Can you share a little bit about that? You know, why it took so long to kind of feel like you were, you know, you know, 2 years to kind of get your feet wet. What's that about?
Well, certainly a lot of it has to do directly with me, I have to admit, because it's not really in my nature to do some of the things I've been involved with. It's just seemed imperative to me to do so. So therefore, I've forced my feet into the water, you could say, because I keep telling people I still see America crumbling beneath our feet ever since 9/11. The towers turned to dust in midair, and I see America crumbling under our feet every day. And so it keeps me going in search of change, positive change, in any way I possibly can move it. And we've had some pretty interesting success stories there at City Hall because of the fact that I was there, I'm proud to say. And I don't know. Let's see. Did I answer your question correctly there?
Yeah. No, that was fine. I just remember when it wasn't just you. It was you and Don. You know, there were those two open seats, and it was Don that kind of encouraged you to run. And I remember at the time, there was an issue presented to the city council that made you realize that it was really important that you got an office. And you learned quite a bit about, you know, representative government at that time. You know, what could have happened if you two weren't even on the city council, that, you know, basically it didn't, you know, the city council and the mayor could have just ignored what anyone else in the city wanted. And if it weren't for you too, you know, this issue could have just totally gone through, and you were like shocked. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Well, certainly it depends on the mayor and the council members. Sometimes, you know, quite often people in even the small power positions, such as mayor and council member, as somewhat minor as they are minor because they influence a lot of people on the other side. But if they come to the plate with an agenda, sometimes there are certain methods and actions they take to try and further their agenda. It's been plain to see because for quite a long time there, the first couple of years, it looked to me and or Don, the new guys, that the other two council members were, one of them, it's his 20th year, and the other one had been on the council for, I don't know, I think he's only been on for a couple of years, but we could tell that they were talking, but they weren't involving us.
Okay, can you hold that thought? We're coming up on a commercial break.
You
hold
bet.
That thought, and we'll go into it. And you're listening to In Defense of Humanity. Stay tuned.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books. Titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Okay, welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. So, Harold, you were going, continuing a little bit. Gosh, I'm even forgetting where we left off, but I'm sure you remember.
Well, Let's see, where did we leave off? I've got so many things in mind that I'd like to talk about.
Well, let's just go with what happened with the sewage, you know, the proposed sewage system.
Sure.
That's really important.
Sure, I had mentioned to you about a sewer system that the city wanted to push through. And I felt very good about being on the council at that time during that episode of the council, mainly because the mayor basically had an agenda to try and push through a sewer system in our little town. Our little town has 550 people registered in it, and to date, to my knowledge, I have heard of maybe one or two septic problems that were quickly remedied. And in through my research, sewer versus septic, which a lot of people don't research that, but it's quite informative once you start looking into that. I found out that septic is far better in so many ways than sewer. And so that prompted us to, myself and another guy on the council, Don, to really look into this. And the more we looked into it, the more we came to realize that the agenda, no matter what the mayor at that time thought about this system, he was all about grants and free money. He thinks grants are free money, and anytime anybody even whispers that you can get free money, this grant money, he was all over it. And he was a little bit saddened by the fact that Don and myself were not interested in grants because of their strings. And we told some of these people that came from, you know, their state offices trying to push these grants, we said, well, what kind of strings are attached? Well, they're pretty reluctant to tell you what kind of strings are attached. They'll beat around the bush quite a while about that issue and still never tell you. So, needless to say, a sewer system, even in a small town of 550 people, could cost several million dollars, and that in itself would hook each and every person into having to hook up to a sewer, probably in the tune of $20,000 to $25,000 per household. And it's a bedroom community, a lot of retired, a lot of elderly, a lot of people that have no money live in my small town there, and including myself. So I knew real quick that this was going to cost a fortune. And not only that, you have government style authority over you forever once you get hooked up to another municipal sewer district like that. You're going to have situations come and go.
Well, it's all about centralizing and control. You know, they want you hooked up, you know, whether it's electricity or phone or whatever. They want to have some control. And if you're autonomous, I mean, if you have your own well water, if you have your own septic, then you're autonomous. You're not dependent on their system. And I think that's a huge thing too. But I remember there was quite an outrage amongst the people that lived there. There was one guy, I believe, that I mean, they didn't know about it. The thing is, you know, most people don't go to the city council meetings. There's no way
it's
publicized. So without a vote, they could have all of a sudden been charged, I believe it was over $10,000 to hook up, and a lot of these people are on welfare. Isn't that right?
Well, that's exactly right. It would have cost more than that to hook each household up, actually. But and it isn't advertised very much. Ultimately, it would have had to have gone to a vote, but there's so much preliminary work done that, indeed, by the time it ever gets to the public's eyes, unless they go to every meeting, you know, a lot of the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted before it ever goes to public meeting is the problem. So,
yeah, a lot of these contracts are actually signed. Because that's a whole other thing. They could have it go to a vote. They can manipulate the vote. The contract is already signed because you, as a city council, are representing the interests of the people. Once they, you know, isn't that correct?
Well, that is correct. And certainly public meetings are always tape recorded. And I sure would encourage anyone listening to be a part of their community city council meetings and or commissioner meetings and get the lowdown for their own ears, you know, and see what's going on in their community and be a part of it, because there's a lot that takes place that if people didn't get their angst up at some of these things, they flow through pretty quick, and it's too late before anybody even finds out about some things, you know.
Right. And I remember you being fairly astounded at the amount of money they would pay to, you know, fix a vehicle or the snowplow or, you know, anything that we're all extremely frugal. I think most of us have to be, you know. Many of us go to thrift stores to get our clothes and
sure,
et cetera. So, and especially in these economic times, most of us have had to learn how to fix our cars ourselves and these kind of things. So you're on the city council, and you would see many of these bills just blanketed. I mean, just the approval, you know, like they spent this money on this, they spent this money on that. And it would seem, you know, didn't you find that rather excessive?
I did in several instances. The one that really...
Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, yeah. The one that bothered me probably as much as any was $5,000 to take out a tree on a public right-of-way. That's to take the tree down, get rid of it, and grind the stump. So it's a bit of work, but, I mean, this tree that in question that I'm talking about, you know, sure, it could have fallen and harmed other people's property, but it was on city right-of-way, and so we had to deal with it somehow, but it was $5,000? Pretty excessive, I thought.
Get to keep the firewood, huh?
Yeah, I would have quit my job and taken it down myself if I could. But of course, you can't. You know, if you're already a city employee. But yeah, it's quite ridiculous. One thing is that the city has to look for, of course, is somebody that's going to be licensed and insured and bonded and everything else to do work of that sort. And so that cuts out a lot of Joe anybody's out there that could easily have done it, you know. But too much money is spent, in so far as I'm concerned, in these hard times. The cities are operating today as they always have, as though there are no tough times around us. You know, there's businesses closing right and left, people getting out, you know, not having work. They're having to scramble for any kind of work, and yet the cities, counties, states go on and on just like clockwork, just like nothing's awry in this world we live in. And it's mm-hmm. disturbing, you know. I do what I can, but with other council members in there, and sometimes the mayor, you certainly can't. You can voice your opinion, but you can't always get what you want, even if you're on the council. However, certainly by being on the council during this sewer situation helped a lot, because eventually, of course, we won, and it did not go through. But it was a lot of work to get to that. It took an outcry of people. We filled the chambers, and people came out in droves.
We're actually, apparently, a little early, it seems to me, but we're at the top of the hour. Please join us at the second hour of In Defense of Humanity. I'm Ingrid Castle, your host, and my guest is Harold Hilton, a city council member of a small town in Idaho.